I'm here interviewing Pat Cannon this morning, and Pat, tell me about your interest in the library.
Well, the library's been a part of my life pretty much since day one. I remember as a child going with my mom to the Gresham Branch Library and picking out books to read and being really excited when I could sign my name because then I could get my own library card.
That's an experience that we hear frequently. People seem to have a very keen recollection of their first library card.
Yeah.
How old were you?
I think I was about 5 years old at that time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you use it, the card?
Oh, yes. I've used it from then until now, and I just recently got the new commemorative 150-year library card.
Oh, great.
So.
So I understand that you once worked for the library.
I did. The library was my very first real job when I was 16 years old. I went to the Rockwood Branch Library, and Mrs. Schutz was the head librarian at that time. And she hired me as a page, and I was making $1.25 per hour, and I was thrilled.
What were your duties?
I was a page, so that means we put away books, we checked back in material that came back in, and kept the library kind of neat and tidy, and we updated the card catalog, which was a real physical card catalog. Little index-sized cards that the books were filed by their title and their author and the categories. In that time, you had to do some digging. It wasn't just, you didn't just punch it in on the computer and there you go, there's where it's at.
I think there's a whole generation that doesn't even know that.
That's right. I'm sure there is.
How long were you there?
Just a couple of years. I was in high school at the time, and it was just kind of a part-time job until I moved on a little bit.
Did you stay with the library as an employer after that?
Not as an employer, just doing volunteer work.
And what kind of volunteer work?
Over the years, I've done quite a variety of volunteer work with the library, but the two things that stand out in my mind that I've enjoyed the most was I worked three or four different summers in the children's summer reading program. And then I worked a couple of years with the cyber seniors. I did assistant teaching with helping people learn how to use the computer.
Computer classes.
Access the library and a few other things. So.
Where did you do that?
That was actually here at Midland.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I ask you because I used to do some of that myself.
Did you?
I was a teacher for cyber seniors, but anyway. The summer reading program, what got you into that?
Well, back when I spoke about my very first job with the library, Mrs. Tuttle was the name of the lady who was the children's librarian, and she was just a very nice lady, and I used to talk with her quite a bit. And she would tell me all about her duties and what she liked about her job. And I always thought, you know, that would really be a rewarding job to get kids interested and excited in reading. And the summer reading program was exactly what that was. You know, it really made kids want to read, not only for the prizes that they got, but I could see them talking to each other and the librarian about what books were good, and maybe they'd come across a series and they couldn't wait to get the next book in that series, and it was really fun.
Oh, so. Sounds like you really enjoyed it.
I did, yeah.
So as a user over the years, how often do you think you visit the library?
Oh my goodness. probably on an average, I'm in the library at the very least once a week.
So you still come in and browse?
I come in and browse. It's my entertainment if I need a good book. It's educational. You know, at this phase of my life, I've got a little workshop coming up that will teach me about wills and estates and things like that. And I've done several of those different little workshops that have been free through the library. There's just so many resources here, you know, people are...
How do you find out about them?
Sometimes I find out about them online on the library's website, but also when I'm in the library, they always have nice things posted, available, of schedules of upcoming things. And
so you just pay attention.
I do. Always looking for something good.
So your experience has been, it sounds like from an early age you've been interested in the library. Do you think it's had any noticeable impact on your life?
Definitely, yeah. Like I mentioned, it's my entertainment a lot, and anytime I had a problem to solve or needed information on something, that was the first place I'd come. And I have three children who now are adults, and it was part of our entertainment in life when they were growing up. And I talked with my children before I came in today because I said, you know, I'm going to do this interview and I'd like a little bit of input from you, you know. So my oldest son said, well, I remember going to story hour at the Rockwood Branch Library. Well, he was barely three at the time. So, I mean, you know, now he's over 40, so that's a pretty big impact to remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's and then my middle son said, I remember the cinnamon bear. and at Christmas time, I used to always take them to the Central Branch Library because they would have the cinnamon bear there that would tell stories. And, you know, that was really an impressive thing, I guess. Cool. So
you didn't just use the local library, you also occasionally use Central downtown.
Right. I've used several branches. As I mentioned, early on I lived in the Rockwood area, and then I moved into closer to the Belmont Branch Library. And that's actually where I lived when my children were growing up, and it was just a real cozy, warm little home-feeling library. We really enjoyed that.
That's one of the old Carnegie libraries.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
There aren't too many of those left.
No.
Yeah. So what else do you think about the libraries? Would you encourage other people to get involved, either for personal use or mm-hmm. as volunteers?
Sure. I think we're really very, very fortunate in Multnomah County to have the library system that we have. I think that it offers a lot of opportunity to people, and it's just a great system, one of the best in the country, of course. And I think that we should be really grateful that we have this resource.
You've described several memories of your own and your children that about the library. What do you think is the fondest memory you have of anything associated with the library?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Makes you think a little.
Yeah, it sure does. Well, I think probably being able to bring my children and interact with them and teach them about all the things the library has to offer, and now seeing how it has impacted their lives. You know, they're all three thirsty for knowledge, and they're all three still avid readers, and I think that's in large part because of the library's influence.
So it's become a kind of family tradition.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do they have children?
No children.
No children yet? Well, the day will come, maybe. anything else you'd like to tell us about the library and your experience with it? Take a look at your notes, if you like.
Okay.
I see you came prepared.
I did come prepared, but I think that we just about talked about everything that I had written down. I think that's about it for me.
Okay. Well, Pat, we really appreciate you giving your time to us, not just this morning for this interview, but also your time as a volunteer. We've been talking with Pat Canham, and I think we'll just bring it to a close. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you.